From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. July 19th, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mommy. 65. Bougie things, under $25, that'll make your home look expensive as hell. You can elevate your home's look without breaking the bank. Some clever buys include a window privacy film that mimics stained glass, a dusk-to-dawn nightlight with a floral glass lampshade, and a rug that's easy to clean and install. For a more luxurious feel, consider a set of high-carbon stainless steel knives, a solid walnut wood chime, or a bundle of dried eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. You can also add a touch of elegance with a floral patterned liner for your shelves, a geometric patterned throw pillow cover, or a set of thinker statues. For added convenience, grab a lidded basket for storing toilet paper and other bathroom essentials, or a mat that fits around your faucet to catch drips and splashes. Next. Second. From Apparently, my parasocial problem with Yesteryear. I finished Yesteryear about 2 weeks ago. I listened to the audio version in 2 days, could not put it down, and then proceeded to make roughly 10 separate videos trying to talk about it, because apparently I have too many thoughts for one take. So then I decided my best bet was a Substack post, so I had time to organise exactly what I wanted to say. I won't give away the main twist, but there are some spoilers. Up next. Third, from Motherly, the Motherly podcast season 25. Busy Phillips shares her late ADHD diagnosis and how it's impacted her life. She talks about sending her 15-year-old daughter to boarding school in Sweden, which was a significant decision for her family. Phillips emphasises the importance of being authentic and true to oneself, especially for her kids. She believes this is the greatest gift parents can give their children. Tara Overton, COO of NYQ, and Maya Milk, discusses her experience with low-supply motherhood, which was a departure from her expectations as a planner. She shares how she adapted to her new reality, and the process of getting freeze-dried donor breast milk from one mum to another family safely. Overton stresses that Maya Milk should be seen as an option, not a source of guilt for parents. And then, fourth from Motherly, Tara Overton on low supply, letting go of the plan, and why donor milk isn't just for the NICU. The safety and nutritional profile of donor human milk comes from more than a decade of NICU use and ongoing laboratory testing, not a single clinical trial. Tara Overton, who runs both a hospital-focused milk bank and the new home use brand Maya Milk, explains that donor milk is screened through multiple medical and laboratory checks before it's freeze-dried into portable packets. She shares that even a seasoned milk bank professional can face low supply, and that feeling of inadequacy is common, not a sign of failure. The freeze-dried product is meant as a bridge, handy for families who can't pump, for travel, or for LGBTQ and surrogacy families with fewer options. The process involves donor screening, milk testing, freeze drying, and a final quality check. To use it, just stir the powder into warm water. Tara's main message is simple. If it helps you find a few minutes of calm, great. If it's not right for you, you're still doing an amazing job. Next, fifth, from Motherly. Let Governor Peggy Flanagan has fought for paid leave, affordable childcare, and the minimum wage. Now she's taking that fight to Washington. Peggy Flanagan, Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor and an Ojibwe member of the White Earth Nation, is now running for the US Senate. She's the first Native American woman to seek that seat, and has already secured the DFL endorsement, backed by more than 5,000 volunteers and high-profile progressive senators. Her campaign is built around the issues she's fought for in Minnesota, raising the minimum wage, expanding paid family and medical leave, and making childcare affordable while refusing any corporate PACE money. As a mum of a 13-year-old, she's kept mum and daughter time sacred, and her daughter even helps out on weekends. Flanagan says bringing a parent's perspective to Washington could reshape policies for families across the country. Up next, sixth, from Motherly. Join us for a core memory summer. You know those "you only get X summers with your kids" memes that always make you feel anxious? I totally relate. I was researching elaborate road trips and amusement park visits, but then I realised that my own core summer memories weren't about expensive vacations. They were about simple things like watching clouds, catching bugs in the backyard, and playing hide and seek with friends. It's about slowing down and reconnecting with the world around us. This summer, I'm focusing on creating a simple, affordable summer that's about making memories, not breaking the bank. I'm inviting you to join me in making a summer bucket list that's low cost and high impact. And then, seventh, from Motherly. She's been a minister, a chaplain, and a state rep. Now, Lindsay James is running for Congress to fight for Iowa families. Lindsay James has spent her career showing up for people in hard moments. She was a Presbyterian minister and interfaith chaplain before she was a politician. And she has said that sitting with people in their most difficult moments, facing impossible choices, is what called her to public service in the first place. That instinct carried her to the Iowa House of Representatives in 2018, where she flipped a seat and has held it ever since, rising to House Minority Whip. James grew up in a faith tradition that taught her every person is created with equal dignity and worth. Next, eighth, from Motherly, how to save money on a family vacation this summer, according to the Points Guy. I don't know if you've bought groceries lately, paid a utility bill, or tried to book anything with an airplane involved, but it's wildly expensive out here. If you're doing the mental math on whether a vacation is a thing you can actually justify right now, you're far from alone. And yet, a new survey from The Points Guy and YouGov found that 63% of parents with kids under 18 already have a summer trip locked in, only 6% cancelled outright, even with airfare running about 14% higher than last year. Families are not giving up. Up next, ninth, from Motherly, Princess Marie Chantal of Greece on Motherhood Without Borders. Princess Marie Chantal visited Rwanda with her son to meet refugee scholars, supported by UNHCR's DAFI Scholarship, a programme that funds university studies for displaced students. She spent time with the women and their children, noting how motherhood reshapes perception. Once you've held your own child, you instantly recognise the same love and vigilance in any mother. The scholars she met are studying fields like computer science, medicine, and education, and they all spoke about the crucial role their mothers played in keeping hope alive during displacement. The princess highlighted that the scholarship does more than pay tuition. It signals to each young woman that the world still believes in her potential. She explained that when a refugee woman receives an education, the benefits ripple outward. She often returns to mentor younger girls, contributes to her community, and helps rebuild what conflict tore apart. The impact, while hard to quantify, can transform entire neighbourhoods. Marie Chantal's call to action is simple: support the Building Better Futures campaign so that 1,000 more refugee girls can reach university, giving them, and the communities they'll shape, a chance at a safer, more hopeful future. And then, 10th, from Motherly, a professional babysitter's no-cost fixes for summer boredom and bedtime battles. Chelsea Anderson babysits for a living, has an audience watching her invent games out of cardboard tubes, and will tell you within the first 5 minutes of talking to her that she doesn't have kids of her own. She says it like a disclaimer, not a flex. "Don't forget, I don't have kids," she told me. "I could come up with these ideas because I'm not in charge of any of the back-of-house decisions that take so much brain power." That distinction turns out to be the whole reason she's good at this. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.